Blog Talk Radio.
The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
Overtime for the Doc Love Club. What are we going to talk about? Well, talking on the phone before the date. Good idea? Bad idea? Well, you're going to find out after the show. Only if you're a Doc Love Club member, of course. And also only for Doc Love Club members, if you send her a nasty message, even if you think you're justified, even if you are justified, it's going to do more harm than you think. We have that in this week's Advanced System class, again, for Doc Love Club members at docloveclub.com. Join today. That and hundreds of articles and hundreds of hours of audio and growing weekly. And that is for you. So check it out at docloveclub.com. Get ready because we're here for the next hour. We'll get you on the air, but you have to do your part and call in. U.S. toll-free. Lower 48-855-345-7465. That's 855-345-7465. And, you know, don't call in at the end of the show. Don't get me wrong. We appreciate your calls. But if you call in at the end of the show, you're not going to make it on the air. There's not enough time. So get your calls in now. We have plenty of time to talk to you. 646-668-8937. That's International Alaska and Hawaii. 646-668-8937. Here's the man that's interviewed thousands of women, asking them why they choose to stay with one man versus another. It is Doc Love. Doc, what's going on, man?
The only radio show in the world dedicated to teaching men how to treat women with dignity and respect, as long as they're nice to us. there's always a caveat, right? The small print takes it all away. I know I just told you this story, but I went to the convention center, and they had like 200 booths there, home improvement. You know, glass, grass, patio furniture, windows, whatever you want. So I'm working around, and there I see this beautiful woman, about 38 to 40. I walk up, and I give her my card, and it says, Why does one woman stick with one guy versus another guy? And she looked at me and she says, "You got to be kidding me." So I said, "Put Doc Love in Google. Ask for pictures." My picture came up. So anyway, long story short, I get an interview. I interviewed two women. Another woman, she was 28. She was also beautiful. And that's another story. But anyway, I want to get back to this. I said, "Well, how long have you been married?" She says, "A year and a half." I said, "Number three?" She says, "No, number two." I said, "What happened to number one?" High school sweetheart. We were married for 14 years. And he bored me. I said, "He bored you?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know why he bored you?" She says, "Why did he bore me?" "Because he never stood up to you. He didn't have a backbone." "You're right. I can mop the floor up with this guy." Nice talking to you. 10,001, another one. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, she told me I was handsome.
Nice.
I got a out of the blue. She says, "You're handsome."
Hey, she's right. Good for you. That's good. That's always a nice little thing, man.
Yeah, nice little thing. Then I went and purchased this product for my home, and she was 28, married, another knockout, just beautiful. And I said, "Who's the boss?" She says, "I let him get his way. I let him have his way once in a while." Can you believe these girls?
Hey,
you want to marry a beautiful woman.
That's how they think.
If she's average looking, you're going to have a tough time. But when they're the knockout. But anyway, it's nice interviewing beautiful women.
Yeah, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. I mean, you know.
Well, Doc, let's talk about Cary Grant, one of our favorite guys in the history of the system.
Cary Grant. Okay, I want you guys to mark your calendars. Sunday, September 2nd. I believe it's on at 8 or 9 o'clock. It's on Turner Classic Movies. And the name of the movie is Monkey Business. It's Cary Grant and Marilyn Monroe, and he's really silly in this. But this is one of his classics. So watch this. And speaking of Cary Grant, the other movies you guys should be looking at are The Philadelphia Story, To Catch a Thief, my favorite, Charade, Notorious, North by Northwest. His Girl Friday, Holiday Girl. There's tons of stuff. Tons of stuff. Why? Because this gentleman was the charmer. We don't have any guys that are charming. Who's charming on television? Dr. Phil? The defense rests. Nobody. You got to have somebody that's charming, that women like. And that's what we're going to do with the system. We're going to bring out the charming in you, because you are a charmer. We just got to hunt for it, find it, and then train ourselves, and we're going to get the right one. That's the whole idea. Cary Grant, the King of Banter. Watch that movie.
Well, absolutely. And another one, I'll tell you another one that I really like with Cary Grant, and it's definitely a silly movie, but it really shows a woman that has interest level. If you've ever watched Arsenic and Old Lace, his girlfriend, soon to be wife.
And
yeah, and it's great. He said he's one of the top movies for him. He's at the height of his comedic powers there. Very funny movie. But what I find is just the interest level, the high interest level that his girl has, and how she is just, she's really flexible, she's really nice, she's really giving, and she's really the type of woman that you should be with if you're going to go the long haul. So that's a great movie to watch on a couple different fronts. Of course, Cary Grant, him being charming, as you say, Doc, but then also to see a woman with high interest level and how she acts in that movie. One of my favorite movies of all time, and not just because it's Cary Grant, that helps, but it's just a great movie.
Yeah, I saw him in this one. The girl looks at him and says, "I'm going to break up with you." He said, he looked at her and he says, "I'll tell you when we're breaking up." And he walked off. Funny, funny.
Well, how about we get some calls in, Doc?
I want to talk to my boys.
All right, well, let's move on to our first one here, 0251-0251. That's the last four digits of your number. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. And you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc. Welcome. Sorry, man. You got to call back. You got to call back. There's something wrong with your cell phone. I promise we'll get you on, but you got to call back. We're just getting static on our end. So, all right. Well, we'll get them back in. Hopefully, it'll clear up. 7264. That's the last four digits of your number. Maybe we were talking to a robot there, though, Doc. Maybe that was like
a machine. Yeah, standing in a bucket of water. He's shorted.
7264, you're on the air. Give us your name. Where are you calling from and your age?
Give me a second to get that one, huh, boy? Slowing down?
Hey, in my old age, yes, I am. No, just kidding. 7264, go ahead. Give us your name, where you're calling from and your age. You go ahead and ask questions of Doc. Welcome.
Hi, guys. 48, Danny, Texas. My question is, I've had six dates with Caprice counting Starbucks. On date number four, I asked for a weekday, and she counted for Friday, and I took it.
Good.
Dates five and six were during the week. I remember you saying something about alternating accepting weekend dates. So to clarify, if she were to counter for a weekend again, is it best to decline?
No. If it's incoming, forget challenge.
Okay.
And
but
then go back to your 5 to 9 days from Sunday through Thursday.
Okay. And incoming would include a counter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You ask her for Thursday. She says, Friday, take it. The old rule was, but the point is this. My point is this. It trumps challenge because it's incoming. She's showing high interest level. It's not like you're asking her. She's asking you. She's telling you, guess what? I have interest level in you. Can we go out on the weekend? Be stupid to turn that down. But that was one of the few things. And the other one would be leaving messages. We leave messages now.
Yes.
Whereas 20 years ago, you know, you go to a public phone booth in the library with your lists on Sunday night, and you call the six girls.
Right.
But now, I don't know who this guy is. I'm not going to accept the call, you know.
Okay. All right, perfect. That's all
you
I
got
have.
It? Hey, did this girl ask you out, did she pay for it?
No, she hasn't asked me out yet. She just countered. when.
No, account. She has to pay for a counter. No, that's okay. You know, the point is, she countered though.
Yeah, she.
Most women don't counter. They don't counter because they're not interested.
Yeah, she's following the book to the T. It's funny when you find a girl that's interested, and all of a sudden the system comes out, and you're like, "Oh man, I'm really
I know that girl. I haven't met her.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for a miracle?
It's the truth.
And I studied these girls, and I know what the good ones are made of.
Yeah,
but
the
still too soon. Still too soon. Mm-hmm. I like it when they get to 6 months. And we got past the first disagreement. That's what I like. Now you trust them a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're still going out with a stranger. We don't know her. You know.
Right.
But we'll get there, and we'll get to know her. You know.
Yeah.
But no red flags.
Okay. No. The only thing what I was going to say.
Any compliments?
Oh yeah, yeah. She compliments me. She touches me. She's always laughing. She's always interested in what I have to say.
She touches too much and she laughs too much. This is a horrible girl. You got to get rid of her.
Yeah.
Do you know how many guys don't have that?
Yeah.
She touches me too much and she laughs too much. Out of 100 relationships, how many guys have that problem?
Right.
12, 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we got our interest level. We got to keep it in the 90s. We can't let the ether wear off.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And the thing is this. See, a lot of guys, after 6 months, they walk from the system. They don't do it consciously. But she's doing everything right.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And then you start getting sloppy. Then her interest level goes to 85. She's not touching you as much. Now it's one or two. Before it was 10 or 15. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Interest level is 85. And here's the bad part. It's going south. It's going 84, 83. Like an airplane. You got to pull back on this stick so you don't crash at 50. But a system guy will recognize it and say, I got to back up. I got to shut up and I got to let her start chasing me again like it used to be.
Right. You know, Doc, I'm 48, as I said, and I have no children. And I've been looking for a girl that's a knockout in personality and looks, but that doesn't have children. And where I live, it's really hard to find. But she's one that doesn't have children, but she's 29. But she's really mature as far as...
Does she want kids?
Oh, yeah. She talked about that within the second date. And
she's not 18 to 22. Yeah, she's grown up now. Yeah. But you're lucky. Most girls that are 29, they won't go out with a guy that's 40 or older.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you pass the physical attraction test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I figure there's maybe 6% of the women, 1 in 16 maybe. This is just a generalization. You got to get the feel of what I say sometimes. They don't care how old you are.
Right.
1 in 16. But, you know, I talk to 20-year-old waitresses all the time, and if you're over 24, they think you're an old geezer. They think you're on, Social Security.
Right. Yeah,
hey, well, good. Let's see. Let's keep this up. Has she asked you to be the boyfriend yet?
No, the only thing she was pushing is, how come you don't call me more? How come we don't talk more? How come, you know?
You know why?
But she,
you know why?
Because she doesn't give me a call.
Because I want you to chase me. Tell her that.
Yeah.
I want you to chase me. She said, what do you mean chase? Well, you know, most guys rush in and they'll get chased. So I thought maybe I'd kind of back up a little bit to see if it worked. What do you think? How's it doing? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. She.
Yeah. That's the greatest compliment in the world. Most men look at it as the negative, but no, it's the greatest thing in the world. Why is it he calling me enough? Does a woman with no interest level say that?
No. Right.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No. A woman with high interest level says that.
Yeah.
You just say, "When do you want me to call you?"
Okay.
Let's say her name's Caprice. He says, well, I want you to call me more often. I said, you don't want me to call you Caprice anymore? Why, you got a new name? When they ask you a question, you got to do improv and come back with a funny.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. You got to look for those openings and roll on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could say to her, you know why I haven't called you? Because I think I think we're moving way too fast.
Okay.
She'll fall off the chair. I don't talk like that to women.
Yeah.
Right? And you're different.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, now you look 32.
Yeah.
Humor and challenge are the key to women. If she's laughing and you're not calling enough, you're working challenge and humor.
Right.
But don't walk away from the principles. And
no,
when
no.
Into, when she gives you income, you kid her about it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I really want you to call me more often. She says, I said, if I don't call, you're going crazy. I mean, are you ready to flip out? Tell me what's going on. I want to know if I can help you in this relationship. you can have a field day off that. But improv, it takes a long time. But that's the idea. And that's why you belong with the Doc Love Club. You pay those, you know, listen to a couple of shows, you get a couple of lines, change a couple words, and you put that in your arsenal, and then when it comes up, boom, I'm using this one from Doc Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Doc,
I want you laughing all the time. If you're not laughing, she has low interest level.
Yeah, yeah. We do. We go back and forth, and we are laughing.
That's what you want. Heckle and jekyll.
She's really conservative in the sense that...
Good. I don't want you with a party girl.
Yeah, and she's from Mexico originally, so she's traditional in some sense, and she's a church-going girl, and she keeps her hand to herself for the most part, you know, but she has trouble now.
Yeah.
So it took a while to give her that first kiss, but I could sense she liked me, so I waited. You know, I played it cool, and then... but now I could tell that last kiss, I just, you know, and keep my hands to myself, even though she's a 10. Well, not a 10, but she's close to it. And this last kiss, she didn't want to let go of my lips. You know, I had to pull out. So
You pull out.
You know,
that's challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Challenge.
So,
girl always pulls away first. System guys pull away first.
Yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with.
And, you know, when you pull away, say... You know, I'm a little conservative. I don't know why you want to kiss so long. You know, we kiss for 1.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Remember, Eddie Murphy, funny.
Right. All right, Doc. Well, thank you.
Okay, man. She sounds like a good girl. Let's see. Let's get to 6 months. Talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to get to some calls, and guys, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, and we're going to keep things moving here. 7981, that's the last 4 digits of your number. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. You go ahead and ask questions to Doc. Welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Doc. This is Alan, 48, from Dallas.
Hey, long time no talk, man. Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, good to get in touch again. So, thanks. My question is, Caprice from Match.com, she's 47, widowed with a 14-year-old son. I've had one coffee date with her, called her up 7 days later for a second date, which was going to be this Thursday at 7 p.m., just dinner only. She agreed, and I got her home address. During the call, she mentioned it had been a long time since we talked, so I think that's a good sign. Sunday morning, I got a text message from her which said, hi, Alan, good morning. Hope your day is going fine. About our Thursday dinner date, something came up at work. One of our charge nurse family members is sick, and she has to go visit them. I'm assigned to cover for her 9 p.m. shift that day. Maybe we can meet early for lunch, and I can meet you halfway off the road. I had already told her when we were arranging our first coffee date that I can't make it before 7 p.m. on a weekday due to work and traffic. But anyway, I replied back to her saying that meeting for lunch on a weekday would not be realistic for me. There's no way I can drive to meet you, have lunch with you, and be
back
in the office within an hour.
Just say, okay. Can't make it for lunch, and then the counter offer.
Okay, but she knows I can't make it for lunch. Was that her intention?
Hey, we don't care. You're getting sidetracked. Yeah. She forgot. She's mixed up.
Okay.
You're getting stuck. She counter offered. Says, let's make it. She said she gave you a time. Unless she's that devious, I don't think she is. So you got to counter.
Okay.
Just say, can't make lunch, and then counter offer.
Okay. Well, she replied back that she completely understood and we should just find some other time. So,
you counter
offer. Dinner to lunch also. Okay. Can I still do that right now, even though it was on Sunday that she mentioned that?
Five to 9 days.
Okay. But what I'm saying is on Thursday, on Sunday, when
I hate this. I hate breaking rules. But this is a cleanup case because since you're screwed up.
Okay.
Why did you counteroffer?
Well, there's two reasons.
Which she sent you the note.
There are two reasons why. Is one, I thought she was purposefully saying, like, doing lunch.
You're projecting. Would you bet your life on it? Are you 100% sure? No. Why are you taking the negative view? You got to think like a salesman. How do I get around this? You got to think on your feet, and you're putting a negative on it. And you know why I think she's telling you the truth? She gave you too much detail. A girl got sick at work, and I had to do this, so I can't make it. But she's telling you the hours,
I see.
So I would have given her the benefit of the doubt where you want to be judgmental and write her off. She's stupid. She should remember it. I told her no lunches.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this girl? I'll show her.
Right.
I mean, who cares? Like a salesman, you don't sell over the phone or the emailing or tweeting. You got to get in front of her face, and stuff is going to come up. Murphy's Law. Things always go wrong, but you're going to dance around it. Sure, no big deal. Can't make lunch, but initial counter offer till you finally set up a date.
I was thinking because she's the one who canceled, she should have the burden. That's what I was thinking as well.
You want to be right. You want to be right, or you want to be loved?
Loved, I guess. So is it?
You're on this judgmental stuff, and you're condemning her. You don't even know this girl. And
okay.
She said let's make it some other time. So call her. Maybe she ends up breaking the date. You didn't know. But the thing is this, you follow the lead. That's what they say in sales. You don't burn this lead. She's still biting. And you want to do self-righteousness. She should have remembered. She should have done that. Come on.
If a woman cancels, she has to do something extraordinary or something like that.
No. She's left some
thinking.
Other time. She should have just countered offered.
Can I do that now? Can I reply back to that text and say,
Have you replied to the text?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, as soon as you get off the phone. Give her a counter offer.
Okay.
And act like nothing happened.
Okay, because the only thing that I replied back was, though, I told her I can't meet you for lunch. She says, I completely understand. This was on Sunday, so I can send a reply back to her after the call and tell her, let's meet for dinner on Tuesday or something like that. That'll be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And the next question is, could it be possible that when I go in for a kiss on the lips slowly at the end of the second date, when I'm like 10 feet away from her doorstep, that if I get her cheeks, that it could be because she was taken aback or surprised, or is it just rationalizing on my part and low interest on hers?
You said you kissed her teeth?
No, her lips. Let's say I go in for a kiss on the lips.
And then they turn their head, so you get the cheek.
That's
called low interest level.
Can it sometimes be because she just wasn't ready for it, or
that's
just rationalizing?
No, she has low interest level.
Okay.
Everything's interest level.
Okay.
And they'll give you the second reason, the third reason. Well, I'm shy. I'm conservative. You got to go a little slower. All that means I have low interest level. They don't say I have low interest level. They give you all this gobbledygook, and they work the man's ego, with the skill of an acclaimed artist. And they get away with it because she's pretty.
Right.
Not all of them. It's just the good-looking ones. No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
88.5. Okay. So, Doc, in other words, basically, the only
time... If you can't kiss her, you kiss her cheek on the second date. But she's touched you four or five times. She's given you compliments. She shows up. The conversation is perfect. She gets the next date.
Okay. So I had one where the conversation was very good, but there wasn't any touching. That kind of bothered me.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Some don't touch on the first date. It's when the date's over.
Right.
She say, I have a nice time. Gee, I talk so much. I want to find out about you. I really had a good time. Can we do this again? It's when they leave. When they leave, do they say something? They throw you a bone. Here, give me something.
All right. That's all I had. Thanks, Doc.
Okay, man. Great questions. Nice
Thank
to hear you're
bye.
Back.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Thanks. I'll call more often. Bye.
Good. That's great. All right. Let's go to the man from Georgia, Arsha. What's up? 29 years young. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call, guys. I was so happy when I heard the number 7981. I haven't heard Alan in years. And
yeah, great,
Doc, totally. Doc, I got some good stuff, man. I am going for date number 7 with this girl. The only issue I have is there was about 30 minutes of silence on the way back from the aquarium to the
Where?
Restaurant.
Walking or in the car?
In the car.
This is a rule of mine. For some reason, things go flat in the car. You should have turned the music up and say, look, this is my favorite song.
Mm.
And she says, oh, who is that? I said, oh, that's Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire in concert, the Hollywood Bowl. It's got all great songs in there. And then you turn up, and then the music fills in for you. And
okay.
Who doesn't like those two?
Right.
I'm safe.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
18-year-olds know who they are. You know, that's the thing. That's what I do. Music, good
mm-hmm.
music, dance music.
Yeah, that's true. I think I should
try
something
different.
The thing
is this, you can't crack. You got to be comfortable because you're going to be taking road trips with this girl. You know, you can't talk for 4 hours. You just got to sit and bear it till she cracks.
Yeah.
Did she finally start talking?
When we got to the restaurant, yeah. Then she started talking and was more comfortable, I guess. But, you know, I just kind of, I've never had that kind of issue where they just really wouldn't talk.
The rule is stay out of the car.
Okay. Well,
the thing is this, I have great dance music that women love. Mm-hmm. So I just say, hey, have you heard this one? And I got some dance music from Cuba, and they've never heard it. They don't even know where Cuba is, you know.
Right, yeah. So I was kind of like thinking that it was low interest or something on her part. But at the end, the next day she messaged me. She said, I don't want to have to go a whole week without seeing you again. When can we get together? So I was like, oh, well, this is good.
Why? Are you ready to crack up?
Are you ready to crack up?
Are you ready to lose your mind? You're not looking at any tall buildings to jump off, are you?
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. I like that.
Yeah, we just had a caller. The girl said, you don't call enough. Now this girl's saying the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could have said, give her a little look and say, I don't want to wear out my welcome. Or you say, so are you telling me I'm moving too fast? No, you idiot. You're moving too slow.
Right. Yeah.
This is called banter. B-A-N-T-O-R-T-E-R, I think it is. This is what Cary Grant was good at. He knew how to fire back. Boom, 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 boom. That's the thing.
Yep.
But the Doc Club members, they could come in and pick up these things and write them down, put them in their personality.
Oh, yeah, the snappy answers. I can't tell you how much they helped me.
Yeah, we're still working on that.
Those are cool.
We're still working.
Cool. Cool, man.
So,
Other
than the silence of the car, it was a perfect date.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then you're okay.
I would say so.
Next question.
Okay. Next question. Yeah, that's really all I got, man. And I got another episode of the Judge Love Show coming up on Saturday. Always excited about that. And for the first time in my life, man, I can say I am perfectly happy being single or with a woman. It doesn't make a difference because of how much fun I'm having. Thanks to you guys.
Perfect.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much. Yeah.
You got
talk to you next week. All right. Thanks, Doc. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Arsha. Good to hear from you. Going to be good to hear from him next week as well. And now we got 0373-0373. Give us your name and age and where you're calling from, and you can go ahead and ask questions to Doc. Welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Doc. This is Seth, 29, from Atlanta.
Hey, Seth from Georgia. It's a Georgia back-to-back.
Yes, it is. Right next to Arsha. So, yeah. So I've had a string of dates up till now. I had one on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and the Sunday one was the best one. And this was the one for the lady who is a bit older than me, about 47 years old, but it was honestly the best.
And what's your age?
I'm 29, so it's a bit of a stretch, and that's what I was kind of going to lead into. The date was perfect. I mean, it was really perfect. She looks like she's in her 30s, but I looked her up. You know, the Internet can tell all once you find out the name of that person, and she's 47. And I also, you know, we had a really nice date. We went on a walk along the Atlanta Beltline, which is like a nice little trail where everybody's, you know, biking, skating, and just walking around.
And you're not uncomfortable at all with the age difference?
I am, and so I've come to the
conclusion. What do you mean you am?
I was kind of wondering about letting that slide, but after a while, it's kind of like, you know, this isn't going to work if I want to have kids. I mean, if she's 47 and I'm 29.
Kids? No, you're kidding. You're kidding. No.
Yeah.
She's out. She's out.
Yeah. It's a shame.
No, when you find out, you should know. No, you want kids. No.
Yeah, the date was kind of...
Yeah, it's too bad, though. The personalities click, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we had a nice day. We went to ice cream, and she really liked that. And she's quite an attractive lady. And she, you know, there's one little flag, though, that I noticed. And I guess doesn't matter now, but still, she said that she, a while ago, was in a transitional stage, and then she went into therapy, which makes me think something bad must have happened to her or something. Or I don't know, like some family related issue. What's that woman needs for? The whole transitional?
No, I would. I tell you guys, anytime you're confused and you can't get it over with a joke, just say, what did you go in for? She's going to say pills, alcohol, or, you know, she has low self-esteem or whatever. I want to find out what it is.
Well, you said not to be, you know, negative or serious.
Well,
though.
I know that, but she brought it up.
Yeah,
and I'm not walking away. Gee, I wonder what she went in for. I'm not going to do that with myself.
Okay,
so I'm going to say, what were you in for?
Okay, so I guess if they bring up the negatives, I mean, it's in the self-interest to find out what it is.
Especially if you're going to see her again.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't want her exploding.
You know,
being
she says, you know, I've been on pills for 22 years, but I've been off of them a week now.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was...
When you get married, you're buying a racehorse. You want to make sure there's no drugs in that racehorse.
Exactly, and, you know, it's a shame. I mean, the date went really well, and I got, you know, two kisses at the end of it.
How many dates you had?
Oh, this is just a second date, so it's better probably to now.
Call her up and tell her your old girlfriend came back.
Okay, will do. And
be nice to her because she was good to you. Don't just disappear. Call her up and give her a phone call.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. And
it's okay to lie as long as you're not hurting them.
Yes.
You can tell her the truth and say, you know what, you're an old bag and you can't have babies, so I'm out of here. Or you could say that, but gee, I'm just telling the truth. I'm open and honest. We're here to lie and make them feel good.
Yeah.
Not here to hurt people. Too many people are being hurt today, especially in romantic relationships.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, I got to be concerned for my well-being.
But this thing was dead. This thing was dead.
Yeah.
You know, you need somebody 25 up. Yeah, this thing was dead.
I agree. I put my range.
When did you find out she was 47?
Once I found out her last name, I was able to research that online and, you know, use some, you know, I'm kind of a detective. I got like to know who I'm dating and able to use, like,
people
search.
That's the old internet. No privacy. No privacy at all.
Exactly.
Amazing.
You look and well, find every
bad.
Person.
See, now, if does she have grown kids?
I don't know if she has any kids. I really don't know much
she,
about.
She didn't even come out, huh?
Nope.
Oh, amazing. Nope. Amazing. Okay. Okay. Well, if you were 50, I'd say this
yeah,
is the one.
Yeah, but unfortunately.
Yeah, but you're not 50. Two ships passing in the night. It wasn't
yeah.
in the cards. Yeah, that's all right.
Oh,
that's
well.
All right. Hey, the point is this. She's a nice woman. You have a good time. So give her a nice
yeah.
adios.
Yeah, I will. And, yeah so it's a shame because these next 2 dates I have. In fact, I just came back from one that wasn't – it was one of those dates you meet on Bumble, and we met at a Starbucks and really wasn't that good. And I was wondering if she had a snappy answer because she said something that really kind of turned me off. This lady I met at Starbucks today, she when we got the drinks, and she said, like, you know, when we're sitting at the table, you know how they, you know, take some time to prepare the drinks at the counter, and she's like, you know, when they announce the name, she said, oh, can you go get that? I don't know, I kind of took a little bit of a front to that because it's like, here I am, you know, it's not like, hey, can I help
wait
you get
a minute,
the
I thought the waitress was supposed to bring the drinks to you.
No, Starbucks, it's just like, you know, they call out your name.
Oh,
like,
so
drinks.
You went and sat down.
Yeah, so I went and sat down and...
Well, who's going to pick the drinks up, her?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, she was like, I don't
know,
maybe
I'm just kidding. You think she should have got the drinks?
No, I mean, I think she should have, you know, offered, hey, I think they're calling our... Or said it a little bit nicer, hey, I think they're calling our name here, you know, for the...
Oh, she's... Yeah. I got... Yeah, she picked rough language, is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, she could have. You need a classy lady.
Yeah,
maybe
like
that said
one,
a lot about her. Think about it.
Yeah, I mean, she had a mustache practically as big as yours. I mean, it's like I groom myself before you say. These women, they just think they can dye their, you know, mustache and just look
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no. That's no. I don't like it either. How did the rest of the date go?
It's all right, but it's like when you know she's out, it's like your whole tenor changes.
Then do the interview. Tell me about your first boyfriend. What'd you like about him when you first met him? Go into a Doc Love interview.
Yeah, I need to do that. I mean, because, you know, pretty soon.
Yeah, just
like
go right into it. Keep laughing and smiling. So how long did you keep this guy before you got rid of him?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's
you know
what
he did. He did this and that. So who was the next guy? I'm never going to see this girl, and I'm going to get 3 or 4 interviews, like Doc Love interviews.
Yeah,
and she's
going to
reinforce
the
system and maybe add something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's just like, I hate to do that.
As soon as you sit down for 5 minutes and it's over, and say, what kind of personality traits do you like in a guy?
Yeah. I mean, I normally don't like to go into the interview because it's like, I'm still holding out hope, but I guess I got to do that if I know it.
No, you're learning. This is, she's running a class. And you're gonna find out. You're gonna do like me.
Okay.
Doc Love interviews,
yeah.
Like going down to the home show and talking to 2 beautiful women.
Yeah, I'll do that next time. But hopefully, I'll get some better
dates.
Hey,
there's thousands of these little rules. They will come with time. Be patient with yourself, and just keep testing yourself with the Mastery Series and knock it out 2 shows a week. And you're growing. Look at how much more. When did you start?
I started probably seriously with the system last year. Around this
and
time,
look at how much you knew back then compared to now.
Yeah, it's
We have a lot more. See, I think a lot of guys, what they do is they buy the book, they read it 2 or 3 times, and they say, well, you know, I agree with that. That's pretty good stuff. I got it. And then they go out and they get punched out by the women because they haven't got it. They're not listening to the 2 shows. They're not testing themselves with a Mastery Series. They're not doing that. It's like, well, I had 2.5 years of college. Well, I almost finished. You can't do that with this stuff. There's too much of it. And this is too important to your life. She's going to bring happiness into your life, or at least make you more happy, assuming you got a little bit of it going in. And she's going to be the mother of your kids. This is a big, big deal. And a guy spends more time on the internet looking at cars he's going to keep for 3.5 years.
Yeah, and I'm so glad I found your stuff, Doc, because I
Yeah, but you were humble and you were open to change. and you were ready to listen because you said, I'm a good guy, and something's not right with these women. It's just not going the way it's supposed to go. What's off? What's the curve here? And then you come to me, and I set you straight. Slowly.
Exactly.
Slowly.
And I'm still learning. I'm still
Yeah,
learning.
You're still learning. And have fun with this, too, by the way. You got to laugh,
definitely.
Man.
Definitely. I help out.
You got to laugh.
I help out Judge Love with his material.
Yeah.
So I give
okay,
him some
man.
Material.
Okay, man. Nice talking to you.
You, too. Thanks.
All right. Good to hear from the great state of Georgia, but we take calls from all over the world. So let's move on to 0251. 0251, that's the last four digits of your number. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Can you hear me now, guys?
Absolutely. Perfect.
Oh, great. I had to call back in. Good. It's Midwest Manny here, 35 years young.
Hey, Manny, send me an email, please.
I'm sorry? What's that?
DocLove@DocLove.com.
Yeah, did you say send you an email?
Yeah, just send me an email, will you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just send me an email. Thanks. And what's up?
Cool, yeah. Yeah, hey, good afternoon. Everything's great. She's been doing a kickboxing class. I'm even thinking about joining, you know. Cardio's always good. She's been doing
it
for...
You'll really stretch your legs out.
Yeah, especially with all these desk jobs across the country.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I think you guys should take that.
Yeah. So it's great.
Yeah,
you know,
great.
She's been doing that for several weeks now. And out of the blue, of course, she'll throw us a curveball and she'll say, when we least expect it, does it look like I lost weight?
I said, honey, you're the tallest jockey on the face of the planet.
Okay, cool.
Jockeys go 98 to 108.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because this is the time where...
The answer is a silly love question.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I think she's great. So, she's exercised like that.
Puts
her hand on her. You know, she can punch him in the face.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
She's trying to lose weight. That's good.
How many lessons has she had?
She's had, it's 5 days a week. And she's been doing it for 4 weeks.
And
almost
she loves
4 weeks.
And
yeah,
she asked you to
she
join
just
up?
She renewed it. And yeah, she's hinted towards it, and she just renewed for 12 more months.
See, here's the
intense.
Problem. You're going to see her too much.
Right. Well, I work out at home. I've got a home gym, and she knows that.
Oh, that's so, I'm fine with the gym. Thank you for offering, but I'm fine with the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She hasn't been too conventional about it because she knows.
You know, there's people out there. I don't know how they do it, but they're married and they work. I knew this couple. They owned a Subway sandwich, and they work from 6 in the morning till 6 at night, and then they go home with each other. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I have claustrophobia, but I don't know how you do.
Yeah,
just,
no.
It's like being in a submarine with somebody, or you're up in Alaska in a cabin.
Right.
There's no space. There's no breathing, and I don't know. I just don't see people talking about it. You know, you see a couple on TV, and he's 80 and she's 79. They've been married, 88 years of pure bliss. You know, I think she's been nagging him the last 28 years, but they never talk about that. They always assume, well, they're together this amount of years. They got to be happy.
Right.
Well, how many married couples are really happy with each other?
Yes.
Like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, ask 100 women that are married, would they pick the same guy? I'll bet you over half say no. They're going to say no. 10 years. Are you still happy with this guy after 10 years? By the way, is your husband charming to you and romantic? Does he tell you how pretty you are?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see the guy in the office, she's going to mumble something about what a jerk her husband is. Then he's going to go after her. He's a bird dog. He's a rip-off artist. You know, he says, what'd you do that nice outfit? Boy, you really look good today. And he's building up her ego every day, and the husband's never complimenting her.
Right.
When they're
right.
Away,
no maintenance program.
When they're away, they'll play.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them,
some of them. Right. Well, especially if they don't have the system, right? Because then they don't know about the maintenance program.
Yeah, Yeah, you give her a compliment. Say, honey, you look great. You look great.
Sure, sure.
But you see, all the statistics show that men fool around more than women, and I think it's a lie. I think more women, because they have the lower interest level.
Oh, sure.
If we got a million divorces every year, okay? And 666,000 women hate your guts, who's going to commit adultery? Isn't it easy for a woman who hates your guts to commit adultery? Or easier, you know.
Absolutely. Of course, yep. Naturally it is, right.
Sometimes you got to get the feel of what I say. The feel.
Sure, sure.
That's a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Which that was one of my more minor questions about how in the past you've said to not tell her how pretty she is all the time. But yet, giving her compliments is part of the maintenance program after she's the girl.
Yeah, no,
right?
No. And so. here's the thing. This is your girlfriend.
Right.
So I'll give her one or two compliments per date.
Per date, sure.
Yeah.
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 Okay,
and
great.
Have you had 6 months yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yes. That's the big one. Knit a year, and then we go for 2 years and we get married.
Right. So currently, she's still being an octopus around me, so that's great.
Yeah, great.
And
laughter.
She's still staying classy for the most part. Tons of laughter. But there is a wrinkle here I'd like to throw out there at you. And that is...
she has no teeth.
I'm in the financial... Oh, she's got beautiful teeth. She's got all teeth, baby. But I'm in the financial services industry during my day job. But I've always been involved in performing arts my whole life. And part of that of my life is I'm a semi-professional magician.
Yeah.
On the weekends and weeknights. So, and she knew that. I kept it. I only sprinkled it in, especially in the beginning stages. I always remembered what you'd said about that. I didn't smother her with it. And I only showed her something if she pulled it out of me.
Yeah, I know guys that are comedians. And what they do is, on the first day, they start telling jokes or they do 10 or 15 magic trips. Spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
Spread it out.
Right. Spoon feed it, sure.
Yeah, so what do you do for hobbies? She says, oh, I'm a part-time magician. She says, well, do a trick for me. Isn't that better than you doing 14 trips?
Yeah.
Tricks?
Oh, yeah. You know it, absolutely.
Spoon feed, guys. Slow it down.
Yeah.
Put it in reverse.
Amen. Amen to that. So we go to a magic show on a little weekend getaway that we did this past weekend. And the magic show was beautiful. But I had asked her, I didn't tell her, I asked her to do a favor for me because I was anticipating a certain behavior from her and I wanted to prevent it from happening. So I had asked her, hey, honey, whatever you do, if I end up on stage or if I end up volunteering or getting picked during the show, please don't say anything about me also being a magician. And to the general public, maybe they don't.
I missed it. Please don't say what?
I asked her to please do not.
You don't want to get busted.
Yeah, well, I asked her to please do not announce that I'm a magician because usually she likes to let the world know that I'm a magician. You know, and that's fine. You know, it's kind of flattering in
a
way.
That's
but
no big deal. So what did she say? You're asking me to lie?
No, not at all. But so in the magic community, Doc, there's proper etiquette when one magician is under the roof of a performing magician. And that
I have a buddy. He belongs to the club up in Hollywood where all the magicians go. I go up there once in a while. Magic Castle. I know what you're talking about. They do. They have etiquette rules that they go by.
Right.
Especially telling everybody how you did a trick. That's the mortal sin.
Oh, especially that. Yeah. So I asked her very lightly. I said, honey, whatever you do, please just don't announce to everybody that I'm also a magician. Because we were spectators, Doc. We were part of the show. I was watching him. It was about him.
Yeah.
And so she said, okay, during the show, Doc, I don't know why she did this. I'm baffled. during the show, he asked for a volunteer. And he had specifically asked for someone that wants to be a magician. So obviously he was looking for a little boy or somebody that was new to magic. Obviously, the last thing this guy wanted was another professional magician.
Right, of course.
Okay, what does she do? She gets up halfway out of her chair, puts her finger to my face, and yells, "Pick him, pick him. He's a magician, he's a magician." And it was, I was very upset about that. And I didn't react.
This is real bad. This is really bad.
How can I trust her?
Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. You know why she did that?
Okay.
Because she's so much in love with you. She has 100% interest level. When she saw an opportunity to help you like that, that's what she was doing.
Mm.
So she meant well, even though she was dead wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
And
okay.
She did it out of bragging.
Mm.
She's bragging about the guy she's in love with. That's where she's coming from.
Nah. Okay.
So here's another thing. I can play the devil's advocate. I say, you never should have took her there. She says, why? Because she's so proud of you, she might pop off. And if you have to ask somebody not to say something.
Right.
But what you said, she was going to bring you up anyway. Her mind was made up that if there's any chance if you get on that stage, she's going to make it happen. That's what's going on in her mind right now. And you're off way over here. Oh, by the way, don't bring it up.
Jeez.
So I look at her motive. She's too far gone. She's just too far gone.
Okay.
So what did you, ball her out? Did you get rid of her? What happened?
Nope. I just enjoyed the rest of the show. Made sure that she didn't see me grinding my teeth because it really...
Yeah, good.
I was thinking in my head, how could you have
done
that?
Did you walk up there?
How can I trust her?
Did the guy pick you?
Absolutely not. He knew better.
What did he say?
He's
no, I'm
gonna...
sorry, but we need somebody that's not a magician.
He just completely ignored it.
In the room?
He ignored it. It was a large crowd, a large showroom,
ignored it? That's funny.
What did you say, Doc?
I
missed what you said.
Hey,
sorry.
She's too far gone.
All right.
That's why you can't say anything.
Ah, dang it.
She's proud of you, my friend. She's proud of you.
Mm. All right, I'll overlook this
one. And that etiquette thing, that went right out the window. Right out the window.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And she didn't know about that.
She was bragging about you. And nothing. What came of it? Nothing.
Nothing.
The people in the audience look at you, go, boo, you phony, get out of here. Nobody went crazy you, right?
Right.
So it was just your ego was hurt. But you have to look at the motive. Why did she do that? Because she has 55% interest level, she's going to drop you, therefore she's telling you indirectly, screw you? No.
Or is it because she doesn't like to be told what to do, though? I thought that was a form of her rebelling.
No. She was helping your career.
Hmm. No.
She was dead wrong, but she was helping your career.
I'll look at it that way.
Look at it that way. Now, if something comes up in the future where you ask her and she does this again, you got a big problem.
There we go.
But the thing is, you got 6 months in. She's been perfect. I'd let this one slide.
Yeah.
She's bragging. She's bragging about you.
Okay.
Is what this girl is doing.
10-4.
Yeah. You see my point here?
Right.
Don't get me wrong. If she's running a game on you, but she's been perfect. She's, you got to get my boyfriend because he's the best. You'll bet that. That's so funny.
You
should have cracked up laughing.
And yeah,
you should have said to yourself, do I own this girl? Yeah, I own this girl. Because she wants me to be up on the stage.
Sure.
In spite of the fact I told her to keep her mouth shut. You got to look at the long game.
Right.
You got to look at the big picture. There was other stuff going on.
Right.
100% interest level.
Right.
Which, remember, most guys don't have, and most will never
get.
Yeah,
that's what's great about the system, too. It's great about the system. It opens up your peripheral vision to what's going on.
I'm glad you got your you kept your mouth shut. That's the most important thing. Because you could have gone crazy there and really, really.
Easily.
Remember, in military history, pick your battles. Pick your battles. Be 100% sure. And, you know, you got me on the show, or you can always order a phone coaching.
Absolutely.
In fact,
I've done it before.
Yeah, we've done it before.
Absolutely. And it's worth it.
Man.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks, Doc.
You got it,
and,
man.
You're
on the right track.
I second what Archer said, too.
6 months with a
I'm
good
glad
girl.
To have,
she actually
thanks,
jumped
Doc.
Up
I just
out
wanna...
of the chair.
Halfway, yeah.
I love it. I love it. She's gone, man. She can't control herself. She's gone. And she's going to help your career.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
And I second the comment the caller made before. It is good to have Alan back.
Have what?
Alan back.
It's good to have Alan calling the show back again,
too.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
I second what our show is saying.
Okay, good.
Of course. Yeah.
I live in Sherwood, I live in the Sherwood Forest. And I have my little group of gang, my little gang in Sherwood Forest.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys. Take care, Jeff.
You guys all know each other. That's great.
You too, Manny. Take care, man. All right, we got a few minutes left in the show. We'll slip one more caller in here. Hey, guy, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you could ask questions to Doc. Just realize you got about 2 minutes before we have to move on to the special for the Doc Love Club members, so go ahead and get your questions in.
Hey, Jeff, this is Monty, and let's call myself Midwest Monty. There's a Midwest Manny, I'll call myself Midwest Monty. Anyway, I'm calling from a small town in southern Indiana. I called you guys a few weeks ago, and I've read the system a little bit more. A couple different questions here. The first one is about a couple of women that... I'm not sure if they have interest yet, but
it plays into
the
system,
so hear me out. Okay, the first one was a younger girl. I'm 57, and she's about 30.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
And
unless she wants kids and you don't.
Well, I have no idea yet. I just met the woman.
Okay. Let's first see if we're going to get along. I was jumping away ahead here. But okay, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, I know nothing about her. I'll throw that out there. All right. Got her number. I waited five to nine days. And I think it was 6 days, actually. Called, no answer. And then I looked on Facebook. You'll love this one because this is sort of a role reversal. Looked on her Facebook page. On her Facebook page, she had posted on August 10th that she was in a relationship and her friends were asking when they were going to get married.
but I wouldn't bust her on it. I'd still call her up and ask her out.
Well, sure. I'm going to. I'm just thinking, though.
We don't know what has changed or what happened, and I want to do a face-to-face. We've got to do a face-to-face. That's the thing.
Oh, I agree. I'm concerned about two things here.
Yeah.
Either she said she likes older guys.
But we got 40 seconds. We got to take off. You got to call earlier next time.
Yeah, call us next week. Call right before the show starts, and we'll get you in first thing.
We'll have plenty of time for your question. Phone coaching, and we'll talk 25 minutes about these gals. But we got to do a cutoff, I'm sorry to say.
All right, thank you.
All right, Matt, call back next week. Thanks. All right, guys, don't forget, in about 10 seconds, the Doc Love Club, we are going to talk about talking on the phone before the date. What is up with that? Well, it's coming up next for the Doc Love Club members. All right, Doc Love Club members, welcome. This is just for you right now. We're doing some overtime on the show. Nobody else can hear this at all because, you know, when the stream goes down, that means that only you guys are getting this. Nobody else is hearing this at all. Doc, talking on the phone before the date, what's up with that?
Yeah, you know, in the dating dictionary, the system, there's a chapter which is telephone. The telephone said, the telephone is the most dangerous weapon in the relationship. And men just don't realize it. So I'm cruising the internet, and I'm looking for different stuff, half truths or whatever, love advice. And what happens, I come across this article, talk on the phone before meeting up to get to know him. If a guy is only into texting and doesn't pluck up the courage to call you on the phone within a week of connecting online, that's a red flag. Well, a week, that's fine in the 90s. That's okay. It's hard to get an initial reading without having an actual conversation. So this girl's verifying the system. Make the date over the phone, not make the date over either texting or emailing so you can hear the voice inflection, especially as you often won't type out everything you want to say because it's too long in texting. Get them on the phone early on and make sure texting isn't your primary form of communication. But by the title, it says talk your head off over the phone, and that's really not what she's saying. And so this a female love doctor, she saved herself by the way she wrote this.
Yeah. You know, we've wrote advanced system classes about this before, especially for online dating. If you're feeling a little iffy about the girl or whatever, and you're not sure if you're going to meet her or not, yeah, have a little phone conversation right beforehand. We've had guys that have actually called in about that. You know, sometimes it's better to vet them out on the phone. I know that guys have found out things that they're like, whoa, I don't even want to meet this girl.
Yeah, but on the other hand, if you got an opportunity to see her for an hour for $7, I say take the shot.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to qualify her on the phone.
Yeah, it just depends on what you have going on and all those other things. So, yeah,
some women don't have phone personalities. That's another problem.
Yeah, that's true.
You can take the shot.
Absolutely.
Doc Love Club members, we love you.
He took the words out of my mouth, man. Thank you very much. And don't forget that we have Mastery 5 on sale. You buy Mastery 5, and you will get Mastery 4 for free. So it's a great deal. It's basically like getting two great books half price. So check that out. And Mastery 6, we're going to have right around the corner. It's going to take us a little while to compile all the snappy answers to silly love questions. But, hey, it's going to be worth the wait. Guys, thank you very much for your time with us. You know how I get to connect with us all week long. We appreciate everything, and we will talk to you next week.